In less than an hour, we reached Dirschau, where we took up the passengers that had come on the Königsberg Railway. Here I went forward and asked Crawler how he liked the engine. He replied that he liked it very much.
But,
he added, with a strange sparkling of the eye,
wait until I get my improvement, and then you will see traveling. Why, I could run an engine of my construction to the moon in 24 hours.
I smiled at what I thought his enthusiasm, and then went back to my station. As soon as the Königsberg passengers were all on board and their baggage carriage attached, we started on again. Soon after, I went into the guard carriage and sat down. An early train from Königsberg had been through 2 hours before and was awaiting us at Little Askew, where we took on board the Western Mail.
"How we go?"
uttered one of the guards, some 15 minutes after we had left Dirschau. "The new engineer is trying the speed," I replied, not yet having any fear. But ere long I began to apprehend he was running a little too fast. The carriages began to sway to and fro, and I could hear exclamations of fright from the passengers.
"Good heavens!"
cried one of the guards, coming in at that moment.
"What is that fellow doing? Look, sir, and see how we are going.